Aiden isn't watching the movie. My skin grows warm as I realize he's not even pretending to watch the movie. You know, you were the one who picked this. I extend a finger toward my laptop. What happened to all that, "I can't believe you've lived in New Jersey for nearly a year and you still haven't seen Garden State"? I barely get the words out before Aiden's hand fits to my jaw and he leans in to kiss me. It's a good kiss, the kind that makes my skin tingle and the whole world fade away until we're the only two people on the planet. His free hand slides around my waist, pulling me closer, and a light sigh escapes from me. I could get so lost in him if I let myself. That thought abruptly brings reality back into focus, and I shimmy from Aiden's arms until we're awkwardly sitting beside each other again in the reading chair that's meant for only one person. This chair, my bed, and my thrift shop desk and dresser make up the entirety of the furniture in my room, unless you count the boxes I never bothered to unpack. Easygoing almost to a fault, Aiden lets me go without protest, raising a single eyebrow.
"Did you hear your mom or something?"
I shake my head and shift to the cushioned armrest so we're no longer smushed together. "She left barely an hour ago. That would be a new record for world's shortest first date, even for her." I want to check the window, though, and he knows it. Aiden toys with a thread from the frayed knee of my jeans. There's an ease to the way he's touching me that screams boyfriend. I shiver involuntarily, which in turn makes me inch my leg away.
"Would it be so horrible if she knew about me?" he says. "I mean, we've technically already met."
He glances over at the hiking boots next to my dresser, the ones he sold me and Mom 4 months ago, before she and I hiked the Smoky Mountains over the summer. I'd wanted to go to Disneyland, but she gets super anxious in big crowds, so she surprised me with a road trip and a secluded week-long hike instead, which, I'll admit now, turned out kind of amazing. So did the cute REI sales associate who oh so casually slipped me his number while Mom was checking out mini stoves. I gnaw my lip, trying to think of a way to say that, yes, it would be horrible if Mom knew about him, without actually having to say yes. I settle on, "It's not you." In response, Aiden slowly nods.
"Right."
"It's not." I reach for the hand he's drawn back. "It's not even her. It's me." He gives me a humorless smile.
"Ashamed of me, huh?"
"No, I get it. Guys who volunteer at animal shelters are generally dicks." "No," I let my mouth curve up. "But they do sometimes smell like cat pee." A genuine laugh erupts from Aiden.
"Seriously? I try to be really careful about that."
I lean forward to brush his cheek with a kiss, catching a hint of something crisp and foresty and definitely not at all like cat pee. When I start to stand, Aiden tugs me back.
"Then what?"
His voice is as gentle as his touch.
"'Cause I keep expecting you to just ghost me one of these days, and I'm fully ready to admit how much that would suck."
His hand slips over mine.
"I like you, Caitlin. I'm fine if it's more than you like me, but tell me I'm not wasting my time here."
Every bit of the humor that initially attracted me to Aiden is gone. We've always kept things light and fun. Now he looks like my next words have all the power in the world to elate or crush him.